Dan. Quicker we get to Dan, that's it.
Did it.
This one we normally kind of do a shorter worship set too.
Yeah.
So just to give him plenty of time this morning.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to get it started, so the quicker you get to Dan, the better it is.
Come on,
man. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's going to be good. I guess I could get a rundown on what we're going to be doing. So today at lunch, it's on us. David's out there. He done killed. How many chickens? He lives right down in y'all's area, don't he? He got enough chicken killed and done for everybody. It's all on the us and them, David and them doing that. Isn't that amazing? We're so appreciative of them doing that, killing all those chickens. And we're going to have that at lunch, and that's going to be a meal. We got cakes, and Keeper Fish has been cutting cakes. Barbara, she's been cutting cakes, slicing them. I hope she didn't slice them too thin, you know. That's what I'm worried about. But anyway, just want to do a little rundown on how we all got started here. About 7 years, I guess. Dan's been coming here about 6 years, I guess, or maybe seven. I can't remember. It's unbelievable. I know what Noah felt like. I don't know if I've ever said this, but I know what Noah felt like because I was sitting in my shop and the Lord said, "Hey," now this whole place was packed with stuff from all the way to back. I mean, you couldn't even. And on the side, you have one little space for a car in that other section. And the Lord said, "I need you to go out there and clean out the garage." I said, "What?" You know, and I felt it. It was like he told me. And that's something. And me and Shaw started cleaning out the garage. And I think my mother-in-law and dad-in-law drove up on the four-wheeler. And they said, they were kind of had tears in their eyes. I said, "Y'all moving?" They were scared we were moving to Tupelo, where my daughter is. And I said, "No, I'm going to start a worship thing." And they go, "What?" "You?" You know, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, that's kind of paraphrasing. But then we start, you know, I was walking around. Me and Chad was doing little CD things here. People would come on a Thursday. And then I was sitting around the room, and Charlotte had went to a thing in Arizona. And she had one of Dan's CDs. And she said, "We never listened to it until 6 months later," right? Was in the shop. And she kind of listened to it. And then she had him on the streamline, and I saw this guy praying for a homeless guy off the street with so much. I mean, I stopped. I was working late at night. She said, "Come and look at this." So I went in and looked. I went, "Oh, man." It grabbed me. So I got to text that guy. I got to ask if he'll come to the garage maybe a couple, 3 years, you know, because, you know, he's everywhere. So I go, one night I'm sitting in my room, and I have my laptop there. And I had his email address. I walked around the room, and the Lord said, "If you send the email, he come." I said, "No, I don't know if I can do this because I'm not in here." So I hit that email. And about 2 weeks later, I got a phone call on my cell phone. "John, this is Dan." I said, "Dan who?" He said, "Dan Moeller." I said, "Golly, man. Maybe in a couple of years you can come to my little garage thing we're doing. I'm coming down there next month." I went, "Oh, my God, really? It's a garage now." He said, "Yeah, I'm coming. I see your heart, man. I feel it." I said, "Lord, have mercy." So anyway, we got everything cleaned up. And the first service we had, it was packed from here to there. And people dancing and singing and stuff. And Dan came up to me, she's jumping. He said, "Hey, y'all know a lot of people." I said, "I don't know, but you, Ben." "Jeff, and just a few people." I said, "I don't know anybody in here." He said, "Really?" I said, "The Lord just brought that together." But I wanted to come together and kind of tell you how it all started. And about before that, a year before that, you know, I was raised Catholic, born and raised Catholic. No, I was raised Catholic. My family's still Catholic. And they're all great. And I used to go to Mass and do the altar boy thing every day. We used to have to go to Mass 7 times a week. And I had the old nuns that would back now, a lot of people this day will get, they'd be put in jail because you'd be sitting in class watching the math. They would, you turn around, they go, you know, you had to look straight ahead. A lot of discipline. But to get to that, one day I was sitting there watching TV, you know, in the living room. Charlotte's backing me. And she's backing me, you know, and I'm watching the ball game. And then she goes into this wild tongues, man. I'm talking about belly wrenching. And I'm a Catholic guy. And I'm, you know, I ain't been around a lot of that. So she go, I'm sitting in the living room. She's in that middle of the afternoon. She's going shouting high and all that, you know. But no, it was a unbelievable tongues, and the presence of the Lord was so thick in the living room that I was sitting there clicking. I'm going, oh my God. I said, what am I going to do here? Because she was just in the tongues, and she got up off the floor. It lasted a while. And she got up off the floor, and she said, what's the interpretation? You know, you know, what's the interpretation? I said, I don't know. You know, I'm just watching the ball game. And it came to me in my, you know, it comes to you. I don't know if you ever had it done an interpretation of tongues. It'll come right in here and just comes out. And he said, give your life away. Can you believe me? Give your life away. That's all I see. And I need Shaw to come up. Come up, Shaw. And it's the great exchange. We were at Dan's meeting in Winona. We went over there one night. And Charlotte got a word of the great exchange. And she told me this morning while ago, I couldn't understand all of it. But I wanted her to come up and tell what the great exchange, what the Lord showed her. And I think you're going to love it.
Yeah. Well, he wakes me up this morning. He said, you remember when you were in Winona and you had that word? I said, yeah, it was the great exchange. And I told him about seeing the pearl in the sand and how the wind blew the sand. And this pearl was exposed. And it was like, you're the pearl. And I said, well, Lord, I questioned him about it even later. And he said, the Lord had told me that, I said, well, I mean, why? I said, you knew the pearl was there. He said, yes. He said, but you didn't know your value. And that's what he was telling me. And then John asked me this morning, he said, do you remember that word you had about the great exchange? And I said, yeah. I said, it's his life. You give him your life, and you get his. And then so I was thinking about it as I was dressing. I said, John, I said, when he says, this is for you, buddy, when he says it's your life, he meant from the day you're born. From the day you're born, everything that ever, good, bad, wonderful, everything, from then to now to the future, give it to him. And then you get to experience his life.
Amen.
Everything that's so wonderful and beautiful about Jesus, because he lives in us, and that's the great exchange for me.
Amen.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Paul. We're just going to go into give the worship to Jeff. We're just so proud to have them working, and then we're going to get him to hand it over to Dan. So thank y'all all for coming this morning.
Amen. Come on and stand with us this morning if you can. All right, if you don't. Jesus. Lord, we just love you in this place today, God. Thank you for the great exchange. Thank you that you've turned our mourning into dancing, our sorrow into joy, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You got me through the doubt and grow my people high. And now we rest in you. You give me perfect peace, fulfill my deepest needs. And I will rest in you.
Sing that again. You got me through the dark.
You got me through the dark and calm my fearful heart. And I will rest in you. Fulfill my deepest needs, and I will rest in you. kindness draws me in, and I'm with you once again, and I will rest in you. My God, who reigns on high, I see you alone.
weary of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000, and everybody ought to know that He is the weary of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is the very of 10,000, and everybody's gonna know that He is the living of the valley, and the bright and morning star. He is the very of 10,000, and everybody's gonna know that He is the living of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the very star. You should take my breath away. You take my breath away. You take my breath away. You're beautiful. Jesus, you take my breath away. You take my breath away. You take my breath away. You're beautiful. Tell him that one more time. You take my breath away. You're beautiful.
You are my Always, forever. To the Father this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you so much, God. We love you so much, Jesus. In the air we breathe. You're all that we need, Lord. You are love our life. We love you, Jesus. We love you so much, Jesus. Always, forever. Always, forever, God. All of eternity, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.